Give me a second.
Yes, so awkward. Love when this happens. Elizabeth, how about you talk a little bit?
Yeah, let me take over. Cool. Thank you for throwing me in the deep end, Lucy.
It's not, you know, this happens sometimes. We're sometimes...
Technical difficulty, guys, you know, in the era of COVID, I think we all have had...
Yeah, keep talking about COVID.
Yeah, really bringing the mood
up. Eat up some time here as I try to figure out exactly why I'm... You know, folks, the thing about, you know, life here at WMFO, sometimes you have to troubleshoot things. Sometimes you come into the studio and things look a little different than maybe when you left them. And that's totally cool. It happens sometimes, but...
I think we should all take this moment to reflect on our worst technical error that happened during the era of COVID. And think about how you felt during that time.
Yes, please take a moment and let me see if it works now. It was so bad. All right, folks, thank you so much for putting up with me with all the technical difficulties. I really do appreciate that. You know, things in the life of the WMFO studio aren't always simple or easy, but we make, you know, we try our best to make things all right. Yeah, we're having a good time. Elizabeth, is there anything you want to say? Anything you want to speak your truth to the people out there? All three of them may be listening right now.
Oh, wow. I wish I had time to prepare something.
Yeah, I'm, you know, I'm really just throwing you in the deep end.
Speak your truth.
Speak your truth, Green.
Can I share a controversial opinion?
Yes, you can.
Okay, water is not wet. That's my controversial opinion.
So I'm going to cut your mic now, and yeah. Okay, I've cut Elizabeth's mic. You're welcome, people. But I will cue her back in right now in case... Do you want to introduce the next song?
I will introduce the next song. This is my pick. It is Like Real People Do by Hozier, the Forest Nymph.
Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
All right, that was a little hail to the chief. Thank you so much, Tony Monaco. He's not here in the studio.
I wish.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Lucy, I gave my hot take. I gave my controversial opinion. I think it's your turn to share. What's a hot take?
Like on the water thing, or just in general?
In general? Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I don't really know if I have... Oh, you know what? Maybe this is going to get me hate. I don't like the song Country Roads, because on every single bus I was ever like on going anywhere on a field trip... All these like kids would start singing it, and you were like, it's a good song.
That was the joy of middle school field trips.
No,
everyone's
but like
singing on the bus.
I don't like. I'm too busy feeling car sick. Like I do not give a shit. Like no, and I can say that because it's in safe harbor hours, so I can swear. I'm allowed to.
Oh yeah, Lucy told me I was allowed to swear, so I'm gonna try.
Do it.
Do you want me to?
I don't really, like, I'm not, I don't have a vested interest.
Okay. I'm going to try not to, but I don't think I'm going to make it the entire hour. It's going to be like a fun little challenge to myself.
Okay. Do you want to go ahead and introduce the next song?
Yes. The next song is also my pick. So it's a good song, obviously.
All right.
And it is Do Not Wait by The Wallows.
All right.
Do not wait, do not wait, do not wait, I'll be there, I'll be there, I'll be there.
All right, so that was Do Not Wait by Wallows.
Yeah. Fun fact, my friend actually has a guitar pick by the guitarist from the Wallows.
Wow, that is a fun fact. Yeah. You were so right. This next pick is my pick. This is by a band I've been dying to play on air, but I don't even know if I can say the name of this band on air. So this is Mannequin Pussy. Feel so, if you know me, you know I'm not a very vulgar person.
It's after hours, Lucy.
I feel so goofy saying pussy. Like, it I don't know why. It shouldn't be, like, a crude thing, but, like, I'm like, oh, like, wow. Like, okay, I'm saying
damn,
pussy. Like,
yeah.
Well, what is this band's name, Elizabeth?
What is this band's name? That's a really good question. I don't remember.
I literally just said it.
I know. I don't pay attention when you speak.
Okay. I'm going to cut your mic again.
It's by Mannequin Pussy.
Right? Don't you feel like a little bit like...
There's a little bit there.
It's a great song, though. It's called Romantic. Absolutely fantastic. So I will stop talking about it and start playing it. So this is Romantic by Mannequin. You know the rest. All right, so that was Romantic by Mannequin Pussy. But before I can play anything else for you, I'm going to go ahead and play something super special, which is the PSA of the hour. This is a great PSA. Elizabeth, is there anything you want to say about this PSA before I play it?
Yeah, this specifically goes out to my best friend who convinced me to go vegetarian. I miss chicken pad thai.
Of people all over the world go hungry while we waste our land and water resources. Did you know that raising animals for human consumption uses 8 times as much water as growing fruits, vegetables, and grains? And that the same amount of land can produce 17 times more soybean protein than meat protein? If you care about animals, good health, and the earth, please consider becoming a vegetarian. The lives you save may include your own. For free, tasty vegetarian recipes and a DVD, call PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, at 1-888-VEG-FOOD. That's 1-888-VEG-FOOD. visit online at goveg.com. That's goveg.com. This message has been sponsored by PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Thank you.
Well, we all love a good guilt trip.
Yes, perfect. Elizabeth over here is a...
Pescatarian.
I almost said vegetarian.
Close enough.
A lie, though. That just wouldn't be true
just
now, is it?
Just gonna lie on air.
No, I would never.
No.
this next song is also my pick. This is by everyone's beloved Charlie XCX. If you have not listened to this album, How I'm Feeling Now, should I swear? What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, it's so good. It's such a great album. Came out, was insane. Charlie XCX does awesome stuff always. Like, literally, what are you doing? If you haven't listened to this album, go listen to this album. I'm going to help you out. I want you to succeed. And I don't want to be mad at you anymore. Like, you haven't listened to this album. You haven't listened to her stuff. I don't want to be mad. So I'm going to help you out. And I'm going to play a song that I really like off this album. This is Claws off How I'm Feeling Right Now. So that was Everything About You. Well, that's not the name of the song. Why did I say that? Oh, gosh, I really wanted to get it right. Elizabeth, this is your show now.
Yeah, that was a really good song. I was a little afraid to chime in when you were going on your little tangent, but I hadn't listened to any of the songs off the album. But I will now, because I don't want you to be mad at me.
Well, yeah, keep speaking.
Yeah, do you want me to keep talking?
So I've actually just cut your mic.
Oh, okay, super cool. Love it.
They can't hear any of what you've just said. I'll put you back on. You're back
okay.
on.
Yeah. I apparently get silenced on this show. Thank you for inviting me here.
Cut it again.
Yeah.
Cut.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Yep, okay.
Anyway, the next song that we'll be listening to...
I'm not doing this on accident, by the way. I want the people to know I'm deliberately a jerk. Yes.
Oh, yeah. No.
No, this actually is intentional in case... I know how to do this.
I mean, we did start the show with technical difficulty. Some people might be confused.
Okay, but that isn't... Like... I don't want to say, it's not like, not sorry, like, not my fault. Like, sorry, not my
yeah.
fault.
Lucy has been silencing me. That's
yeah,
fine.
Censorship, really.
This is censorship. Is this communism, question mark? Anyway.
I might have to log that under political talk now. I don't know.
Anyway, the next song that we're listening to is Night Moves by Bob Seger.
I really have to log that on there. Okay. Yeah, this is
it's a good song.
This is what she said.
Tall, could have used a few pounds. Tight pants, points, hollering out. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes and points all her own, sitting way up high. Way up firm and high. Out past the cornfields where the woods got heavy. Out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy, working on mysteries without any clues, working on our night moves, trying to make some front page driving news, working on our night moves in the summertime. Some pie in the sky song. We were just young and restless and bored, living by the sword. And we'd steal away every chance we could, to the back room, to the alley, or the trusty woods. I used her, she used me, but neither one cared. We were getting our share, working on our night moves. Trying to lose the awkward teenage blues. Working on our night moves. Mm-hmm. And it was summertime. Mm-hmm. Sweet summertime, summertime. Felt the lightning, yeah. Waited on the thunder, waited on the thunder. I woke last night to the sound of thunder. How far off, I sat and wondered. Started humming a song from 1962. Ain't it funny how the night moves, when you just don't seem to have as much to lose. Strange how the night moves, with autumn closing in.
Night moves. Night moves.
Yeah.
Night moves.
So that was Night Moves by Bob Seger? How do you say him?
Your guess is as good as mine.
I've never known, and I was so glad that you're the one who introduced it.
I could be wrong. There's a very real probability that I just...
Yeah, no, I don't actually know. Which is like, I'm like, I know his stuff, but I'm too afraid to ask someone at this point.
Just say stuff with confidence, and people won't question you. Life hack, guys.
So fair, except for the one time I did... I thought to my, you know the word, like, pseudo, like, pseudonym, like, pseudo, like,
oh,
whatever,
yeah.
The first time it's one of those things where it's, like, the first time you say a word aloud, and, like, one of my friends from back home has this great story about the first time she had read the word orgy somewhere, but it never said it aloud.
Was not expecting the story to go in this direction,
but
she intrigued.
She had said, oh, yeah, it's like they're having an orgy.
Love it.
With a hard G. Orgy, yeah. And then someone else, you know, and this is eighth grade, you know, ruthless, really, was like, oh, you mean orgy? as in, oh, silly.
Dumb. I think nothing could have prepared me for the way that acai sounds.
Fair.
Yeah, I have a similar story. In freshman year, one girl said she wanted to read the Jane Austen book, Pride and Prejudice.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Good. No, that's great.
Yeah.
I was with my dad, and I was like... having this conversation, I got really passionate into it. I'm sounding kind of older, and I think he's impressed with what I'm saying, and maybe even slightly like, wow, like, you know what?
I've raised such a smart, intelligent daughter.
My, like, go Lucy. Like, yeah. She's kind of smart.
She's got something going on.
She's got a little brain power, yeah. And I go, yeah, it's like they're just having a sway, though. Sway, though. Not pseudo. Sway, though.
I don't even know what... Were you trying to say pseudo?
Yeah, pseudo. I was trying to say pseudo.
I did not... You said that, and I'm like, I have no possible idea what that could mean.
Sway, and my dad looks at me with this, like, kind of like a furrow of the brow, and he goes, pseudo? And I go, is that how that's pronounced? And he goes, I think that's what you mean. And I was like, yeah. And I just... It killed it. Anyway, moving on, because I want to move on. I need to move on. I'm dying to move on.
Let's actually just keep talking about more embarrassing moments from your past. Please let me move on.
I have so many, and I share them all on the air so willingly, which is why people should tune in. Like, I talked about this, like, I've talked about, like, weird dates I've been on, like, when I was, like, in, like, high school. Like, why?
Yeah, I am very the same way. I'm a chronic oversharer. I have no brain-to-mouth filter.
Yeah.
So, like, people who, like, sit next to me on the bus will literally know all my most embarrassing stories. They don't need to know it.
Theoretically, Elizabeth and I, if we minimize the talking, we could play 20 more minutes of music and really just, like, which is all the songs we want to play. I have a feeling what's going to happen is we're not going to do that.
I don't think we're going to make that, though.
Okay. So, we'll cut two songs.
Perfect.
We won't tell you which ones, but we know which ones.
But we know
we'll
which
figure
ones.
It out. We'll, or maybe we'll cut one song.
We'll shed a little tear before we go to bed tonight.
Maybe we'll cut one song. We don't know yet.
We're figuring it out.
This is part of the air.
This is radio. This is radio.
This is showbiz, baby. This is showbiz.
Baby, what is it?
It's cool out. No, wait, hold on. It's showbiz, baby. This next song is my pick.
Yeah.
Not Elizabeth's pick.
It's not my pick.
Thank God. Literally... Few. OMG, few.
Everyone, let's vote. We don't have comments.
This is so goofy to have someone in here with me. Like, I usually am just, like, talking by myself, so I don't get distracted. Like, I'll talk a little bit, and I'll be like, haha. There's silence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone, in your mind, take a tally of which picks you think were better. Lucy's or mine.
Yeah, all like one people listening.
Yeah, everyone. Yeah.
Everyone, gather around.
Yeah, let's take a poll.
Come on, guys. Yeah. Instagram
let's be
poll.
Democratic with,
for
at,
all,
like, the
because
two people
everyone
listening.
Listens. No, it's so goofy because it's like the thing about radio is it's like you know people who have shows, but no one really listens to, like, I might listen to, like, you know what I mean? Like, no one, like,
I'll
listens.
I'll tune in every once in a while.
That's the thing how it goes. But if anyone's like, I listen to all your shows, like, besides, like, a select, like, few people who, like, actually do, like, they don't. Like, and that's totally fine, because, like, who has time for that? Like, there's so many really, I think the problem is that there's just so many really good shows, like, really, like, there's shows like out on WMFO. I mean this, like, I, like, have listened to so many, like, that is true, like, I listen to, like, I have ones that I, like, repeat more, or just, like, oh, like, okay, like, this is, like, a really good friend of mine show. But, like, I have listened to a large variety, just because I genuinely think this station has really good stuff, and, like, yeah, it does. Like, it has really great shows, is the thing. Like, you can tune in at any hour, essentially, and you will be listening to something that's just, like, good by a very good DJ. Like, the bar is high. Like, and it's not in like a weird like girl boss gatekeep kind of way. It's just like people are like really good and
love,
care about
love
it.
Love the little self promo you slipped in there, but I do agree. Like,
what was the self promo?
Not the self-promo, like for the radio.
Oh, yeah. You made it sound like I was like, I am the best.
No,
which is just
but
not...
I mean, you are a member of the radio.
I am a member of the radio.
Tune into Lucy's show.
Tune into Lucy Millman. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just me.
Just in general.
Yeah.
But no, I agree. A lot of the radio, like I'll like put it on occasionally and I've always had a good time.
Yeah. Sweet. All right. I'm going to play the next song.
Yeah, let's
this
move
is,
on.
Well, if you're new here, which... How many people are listening?
I don't know. I feel like I keep addressing
every
like a
time
large group.
Every time I whisper, I'm like ASMR, which I like hate. I hate. It makes my brain hurt.
Hello, everyone.
Nope. Anyway, I'm cut. Just kidding. But I could. But this is, if you're new here, I do a dedication for my grandmother Grams every single week. Elizabeth just gave me the sweetest, like, oh, that's so cute face, meaning that she hasn't listened to any of my shows ever, because this is not, I do this every show,
and
if she listened to, like, one show,
because I have class,
one show, last year, this year, any archive ever, she looked, over the summer, she looked at me with, like,
I forgot.
That is so cute,
I
didn't know you did that, that's, I do it every week.
Okay.
Queen, what the fuck? I do that every week.
I just Elizabeth,
I tune into your shows. No, you don't. That's
no,
fine.
I do. I
I'm literally cutting.
Just,
I cut your mic.
No, put it back.
She said put it back, but no one could hear.
I think it's really sweet, and no matter how many times I hear it, I still think it's really sweet.
That's such a good save.
I wish I came up with it sooner.
Yeah, no, me too. It would have made me feel so much better. Instead, you went, you are bad on the radio.
No, did not say that.
Anyway, here's Joe Gets Kicked Out of School for using... Okay, so it's Joe Gets Kicked Out of School for using drugs with friends, but says this isn't a problem. I'm dedicating this one to my grandmother, Grams. Grams, I love you a whole lot. Because it's just a really good song, and it makes me very happy, and she makes me very happy. Aww, says Elizabeth, who has never listened to my show. Here is the song.
I get to know myself every weekend, and I'm weak. Hangovers feel good when I know it's the last one. Then I feel so good that I have another one. Last Friday I took acid and mushrooms. I did not transcend. I felt like a walking piece of shit in a stupid looking jacket. Town felt like I was in Sodom. There were filthy people seeking comfort for their bodies. It was so obscene. Filled with loathing and religious fervor, I laid on my friend's bedroom floor for an hour and tried not to piss my pants. I saw Jesus, and he said, ooh. afraid of my friends when I was inside, and I grew tired of the scene. When my dad showed up,
Right. So that was Drugs Are Better With Friends. Really great one. Yeah, I don't know. Like that one a lot.
All right. And the next song, which I'm especially excited for, it is my pick. And it is All Too Well by Taylor Swift.
The door with you, the air was cold, but something about it felt like home somehow. And I left my scarf there at your sister's house, and you still got it in your drawer even now. Into place, and I can picture it after all these. daughters telling stories about you on a t-ball team. You taught me about your past, thinking your future was me.
That was All Too Well by Taylor Swift. I absolutely could not have gone on radio without playing at least one Taylor Swift song. Anybody who knows anything about me at all knows that I love Taylor Swift. It's kind of a core part of my identity at this point. And bonus, if you liked that song, she is releasing a 10-minute version this Friday. Not that she needs me to promote her new album because she's an international pop star and I'm speaking on a midnight radio.
Okay, well, you know, that's but, you know, we all have our platforms.
But she is releasing her re-recording album of Red this Friday, so make sure to listen to it. It's gonna have 30 songs on it, so I'm stoked. I'm super excited, and one of those songs is gonna be a 10-minute version of All Too Well.
So stoked and so psyched, you guys! Guys, I am both stoked and psyched.
I cannot wait. I'm from California. You can't make fun of me for speaking like this.
Oh.
What,
are you from SoCal?
Yeah. LA.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
So here's the thing.
Okay, Lucy and I get in the
So table. I just cut Elizabeth's mic so I can tell you this. I'll put it back on. But I'm from Orange County. I'm not proud of it, but that's the fact.
Fair.
I'm from Orange County. Elizabeth is from Pasadena.
Which is in the LA district.
It's in the LA district, but no one from LA. And this is just someone who lived in LA for the first 8 years of my life.
Oh, okay. Yeah, when you were like 8, for sure. How much do you remember from that period?
So I did 8. Well, actually, But then my dad lives in Oregon, and then would come down, and then I would spend a bunch of time in L.A. So I have a pretty familiar West Hollywood.
I live in L.A., so I also have a pretty familiar grasp of L.A.
No, West Hollywood is very different from Pasadena. Can you deny that?
No, but L.A. is a very big district.
L.A. is a big district, but it's like not. It's like the district. You know what I mean? It's like yes, like
anyway,
technically yes.
I am from
but
L.A.
It's not,
we
no.
have this argument many a times, but I don't need to
and
listen
my
to
roommate,
her.
But here's the funny thing. My roommate, who's actually from L.A., yes, actually from L.A., was like, one time Elizabeth was like, yeah, like, I'm from L.A., and Lily goes, oh my God, that's so great. Like, where? I was like, Pasadena. And then my roommate goes, that's not L.A. So literally she's from L.A., L.A.
Okay, I'm not taking this from somebody from Orange County. I refuse.
I'm not. Also, like, that's such an easy cop-out,
yeah,
though.
Yeah,
it is,
which
it's
is why
such
I take
an easy cop-out. You can do so much better is the thing. Like, and you know
here,
what?
Okay, here's the thing. I am in Medford, Massachusetts. If I say I'm from Pasadena, nobody's going to know where that is.
No, but
I say I'm from L.A. and people go, oh, where in L.A.? And I go, Pasadena.
No one goes, where in L.A.?
Many people go, where
no
in L.A.?
No one goes, where
people
in L.A.?
People from California.
People from L.A. go, where in L.A.? Because then you go Pasadena and they go, you're not from L.A. No one outside of L.A. goes, where? And no one outside of, like, Southern California goes, where in L.A.? No one knows that much.
That's a fair point. But if I say I'm from Pasadena, California, nobody's gonna know.
All right, we're wrapping this up. All right.
This argument has been going on for, like, years at this point.
All right, that's
we're not
Elizabeth.
Gonna reach an agreement.
I'm Lucy.
This was our radio show, this I guess. What was the name of it?
This is my radio show. It's Naive Melodies, my 31st radio show. But yes, you've been listening to WMFO 91.5 Tufts University Free Form Radio. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, goodbye.
Bye. Now I'm gonna give all